Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting third. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Holling. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Carl Holling. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Nunemaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts in front of the plate. Bassler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speaker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman takes first base on ball four. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Nunemaker and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Rigney reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Flagstad moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a pop-up into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Holling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is hit by the pitch. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Flagstad, who is chasing the ball. Jameson reaches third base with a triple. Wood scores. Nunemaker goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Heilman throws the ball into Rigney, who tags Speaker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wamsgans scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McInnes moves to third. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Cutshaw is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lil Stoner now pitching. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nunemaker takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nunemaker moves to third. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jamison hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nunemaker tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Indians. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speaker. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Speaker steals second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Speaker moves to third. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Speaker scores. It's 8-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Basler fields it and throws to first for the out. McInnes moves to second. 1 out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. Veach hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Clyde Mannion now catching. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Mannion settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Mannion. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Nunemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bagby for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wamsgans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Wamsgans scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoner hits a line drive towards third. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cutshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 3 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Mohard now playing center field. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Nunemaker hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Jameson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mannion can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jones for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. John Mohard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mohard takes first base on ball 4. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. Mohard moves to second. 2 outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Mannion reaches second base with a double. Heilman scores. Mohard scores. It's 10-3, Indians. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0 for 2 in the game. Stoner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Veach. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McInnes bunts towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball towards left. Veach settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Veach. Speaker tags and scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 11-3, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoner covering, for the out. Sewell moves to third. 2 outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The slide. Mannion applies the tag. Sewell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cutshaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nunemaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-4 in the game. Veach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McInnes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Blue moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Heilman reaches third base with a triple. Blue scores. It's 11-4, Indians. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.